Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I love it. Revving it up on a Monday morning.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
So the Eagles had a strange start on a Friday night. Now we got to wait till Monday night. At some point, they'll settle into regular, you know, Sunday football. But as it is now, the 1-0 Birds, and it was a good win. Sloppy, ugly, but good. Because they won and they beat a good team. Now, another aspect that made it good, there weren't many injuries for the Eagles. There really, really weren't, which is a great thing. And obviously doesn't happen all that often in a pro football game. But for more on the injury front, we are excited this year once again to be talking to a NovaCare doctor every single Monday morning at this time. You know, NovaCare has been a proud partner of the WIP Morning Show for over 20 years. Needless to say, John, that predates you and me.
You're right, Joe.
We're going back to Angelo, Al, Rhea, Jonesy, and who else was part of the show 20 years ago?
Joe Mitch Wachter. Williams.
Mitch.
Yeah, Joe Wachter.
Wachter, Hollis.
Hollis. Yeah, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh Douglas. Ben Davis.
Ben Davis.
There was a
Ruben
lot.
Ruben was on the show, Ruben, too. Ruben. Yeah.
Billy King.
Oh, God, yes, Billy King.
You know, there was a lot to do. All right, so bottom line is NovaCare has stood by WIP in the morning show for years. We appreciate that. By the way, they're going to have we are going to have tickets to give away every week of a home game, regular home game, not the home games played in Brazil, but the home games played at Lincoln Financial Field. When they play a game on a Sunday or a Monday night, we will give you the chance to win a pair of tickets on a Friday. But here's the key. You got to listen on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that Friday leading into the game at 8 o'clock. Because at 8 o'clock each day, we'll give you the clue. We'll give you a name of a current or former Bird. Know the four players at the end of the week at 8 o'clock. And you can win those tickets, a pair of tickets each week for the home game, courtesy of NovaCare. So we look forward to that. And, of course, getting an injury report each Monday after a game from a NovaCare doctor with the very latest injury news. For that today, let's turn to Dr. Kevin Freeman. He is an orthopedic surgeon with Rothman Orthopedic in Bryn Mawr and Chalfont, specializing in knees and shoulders. Dr. Freeman, also the director of the Bryn Mawr Hospital Cartilage Restoration Program.
That's a huge deal. Cartilage restoration.
Correct.
I need to talk to Dr.
Well,
Freeman.
You're about
you're
to.
You're going
about,
to, John.
In about 5 seconds. But let's
unbelievable.
Keep it, but let's
what
keep
good
it to,
fortune.
Let's keep it to the players' injuries and not yours. Do that off the air, John. All right. For more information on Dr. Kevin Freeman and Rothman Orthopedics, go to rothmanortho.com. Dr. Freeman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It was a great Friday night because the Eagles got the win. It was a horrible Friday night for the Packers in the end because not only did they get an L, but their star quarterback with an MCL sprain, this, of course, could impact the Eagles down the line, playoff position and stuff. What do you make of the Jordan Love MCL sprain? Reports 3 to 6 weeks. What could that mean? What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm glad to be saying that we're talking about their franchise quarterback, not ours.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't remember going through a game where we had so few injuries. So if you look at the video, you can see that he was hit from the outside as Jalen Carter had his leg, and you can actually see on slow motion that he has like a little pop in the knee.
Yeah.
So he definitely got at least like a grade 2 injury to that ligament with some partial tearing of the MCL. Now, the good news is that those ligaments almost always heal on their own, don't require surgery. But, yeah, I think it's going to be about 4 weeks for him as a quarterback to really be able to come back. And then, you know, for those next several weeks, even, you know, month, 4 to 6 weeks after that, he's probably still going to have some limited mobility.
Too bad for them.
Let's talk about
baseball. Bryce Harper, we're worried with his elbow and his wrist, and you know he went back to wearing the sleeve that he was wearing last year. The brace was on there. What could that be, and what can be done, Doc?
Well, I think it's most likely just some muscle soreness and irritation that's occurring there. I mean, the word is that his ligament is okay, and you know it's just you get chronic pain in that area, especially after having surgery, and you know it just lingers. So hopefully it's something that they can control to keep him playing and getting through the postseason without much difficulty. But you know, some of these overuse things add up over the course of the season.
When you reference chronic, are you concerned for future years?
No, I think that he's just got to get through this season.
Yeah.
And
good.
you know put up with the discomfort, and then hopefully it'll resolve.
Let's talk about Alec Bohm, because, you know, it's funny. We don't normally, you know, go to the Phils the day after or our first show after a Birds game, but there really were so few injuries for the Eagles. So Alec Bohm, obviously, to the injured list over the weekend. He's got the left-hand issue. He said that it feels like when he swings, it's like someone's got a hammer and they're hitting his hand with it. What could that be, and how concerned, you know, should people be? You know, this is all through the prism of October, which the Phillies will be in about 3.5 weeks. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's most likely a sprain of the ligaments in his hand that's causing that as he's gripping the bat. And I mean, hopefully after this period of rest where he's on the short IL list, that he'll be able to come back and be okay. I mean, I think certainly by October it should be good, but it could be something that just lingers, causing some pain as he tries to bat through the postseason.
Doc, that was something that in football, I know we would address that sort of injury in a very aggressive method. You know, we would just shoot it, you know, see if it alleviates the pain. Is that something that they even do for something like this in baseball?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if it doesn't go away with some rest and rehab over the next couple of weeks, I think that they will. But, you know, we all know that football players are tougher than baseball players. So.
All right. Hey, Dr. Freeman, we appreciate you joining the program today, and we look forward to talking to NovaCare doctor, yourself included, all through the season. Thank you, sir.
Thank you again for having
Our
me.
Thanks, pleasure. Doc. Our pleasure.
All right, today's Eagles injury analysis, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. If you are not using NovaCare Rehabilitation as your PT provider, you should.
All right, so Seltzer, we scratching the Packers off the playoff list?
Probably not yet, but
6 weeks.
Look, think about it this way. Here's what I'll say, and I said this Saturday too. Like, two fan bases went into that Friday night Brazil game thinking about Super Bowl aspirations, feeling like this could be a great season for their team. I'd way rather be an Eagles fan today than a Packers fan. That's for damn sure.
They've got Colts, Titans, Vikings, Rams are their next four games.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if any of those Vikings have a win.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. The Packers may have to scramble for the playoffs. We'll see.
Ryan Tannehill.
They have a very good, you know, looks like receiving core, but they're going to have to do some scramble here. All right, let's get to, can the Eagles, who's the Eagles' backup quarterback?
Kenny Pickett.
Pick it for a first rounder. That's all right, let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, buddy.
Great, Ken.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but watching that Dallas-Cleveland game yesterday afternoon, all that I could think to myself was, thank God Deshaun Watson didn't want to come to Philadelphia.
No question. I mean, and Russell Wilson, both of them, Ken.
Well, that Watson contract in particular, it, you know, there's a reason why the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns, and it's stuff like that.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Worst trade ever and worst contract ever, if that's possible.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And
by the way, Ken, when Seltzer says worst trade ever, he discounts things like Babe Ruth, you know, 100-something years ago.
I honestly almost said worst NFL. I meant to say, honestly, worst NFL trade ever.
Maybe. You think it's worse than the Herschel trade?
I do. I really do. I'd have
to look into
that. 7-for-1?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the problem for Minnesota with the Herschel trade is Dallas got, I believe, both Emmitt Smith and some other all-time stud with one of those picks.
Yeah.
I forget which one. But anyway, Ken, go ahead, man.
You're skipping right over the Ricky Williams trade, too.
No, that's another one. Yeah.
Well, let's not forget.
The Texans got C.J. Stroud because of the Deshaun thing.
Yeah, and
let's not forget about what an awful person Deshaun Watson is. Like, that is huge in all of this. He is, as horrendous as that contract is, he apparently is an even worse person. So, you know, more power to him, and this is awful for everyone.
Or less power to him is what I think you meant to say.
Yes, less power
to him. All right, Ken, give me what you got on the Eagles.
So two things very, very briefly. The first thing is they didn't have a lot of sacks. So you're concerned about the pass rush. They didn't have a lot of sacks. I've stressed this before. You don't necessarily need sacks. They had 38 sacks in 2017. They did have pressure. If you go back and you watch the tape of the game.
Not too much.
A lot of those, Joe, a lot of those throwaways in the red zone in particular that resulted in field goals rather than touchdowns was because there was immediate pressure in his face. Josh Sweat on the second possession threw the holding call after the fumble, after the missed snap, threw the holding call that backed him up and ultimately forced him to throw a field goal. There was pressure.
They also blitz, Ken.
Blitz.
No, but on one hand is good, obviously, and impacted the game. But, Ken, you also need your main four to get there.
What I'm saying is that those are going to get home, right? It's week one for Vic Fangio and
the
scheme.
Well, the field also hurt. Look, I mean, there was the one play, and I forget which dude, an edge rusher on the left, guy slipped three times.
Didn't it remind you of Hassan Reddick in the Super Bowl? So that's why, like, I'm not going to panic about Bryce Huff until I see him play
on a clean field.
That ghost-like on a clean field.
Yeah, but my antenna of concern is up.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm not going to panic, yes. But my antenna of concern is up. Ken, give me your second point.
Here's the antenna of concern, Joe. I knew the rose-colored glasses for Jalen, and I am objective about Jalen. I am not a hater or a basher or anything like that. I knew the rose-colored glasses for Jalen were going to come out after Friday night, and yeah, it's week one. All of that stuff is true, but I just want to focus on one thing. It is inexcusable for a fifth-year starting quarterback in the NFL to make the throw that he made. To across his body in for the interception in the end zone, when they could have gone up
awful.
And the quarterback has to know we have to come away here with points. That's got nothing to do with not playing in the preseason. That's got nothing to do with rust. That is just another one of those inexplicable decisions that Jalen Hurts has been making over the last 20 games of his career that just makes you sitting there wondering to yourself, what is he doing?
Ken, I agree. I don't disagree with you, my man. Appreciate the call. You know, there was an interesting article, Marcus Hayes, on Philly.com over the weekend after the game, and the title of the article was Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore's main job, keep Jalen Hurts from further devolving into Carson Wentz.
Wow.
I mean,
he's got a great point.
You referenced Carson out of the gate early today.
Taking
in the show.
Too big a bite.
Yeah.
That was a major part of the problem.
It was
on
a huge,
Friday.
Huge part of the problem. And just basic decision making. It's kind of all the same.
Right.
But it's
wrapped up in that. Yeah. The poor decision making, I believe, was based in just trying to do too much. And
that
was the refrain with Carson.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up. Sirianni after the game on some key issues. We'll get to that. Merrill Montage. We haven't played one of them since, 2023, because they certainly didn't win a game January 2024. How it sounded here on WIP with Merrill and Mike calling the game. An awful lot. Plus, Dak Prescott saying something before the game. I don't think he should have said. What he said, you'll hear it next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie. Phone calls on the birds. What stood out to you? The good and the bad. We know this. It was a W, but it was a mixed bag and a roller coaster of a game. Your chance to react on 94 WIP. All right, so let's get to FanDuel Sportsbook and what a weekend it was and your chance to make it even better moving forward to Monday, of course, with today's game. Because FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, you know, they get you started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. That's an awesome opportunity, and that's what you get with an intriguing matchup, quality game, San Francisco and New York. I mean, talk about a, you know, one quarterback who's in his 40s, one quarterback who's probably in his mid-20s, maybe younger. This is a great matchup, and you can bet those two quarterbacks and all the other players in the game at FanDuel.com/hammer, including who's going to win. FanDuel.com/hammer, two teams obviously with aspirations to win it all. It's a great Monday night matchup. Find the bet or bets that works for you and lock it in for tonight's game at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.
What is that spell?
All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. Well, this segment, we will get to Sirianni. He had a really interesting answer early in his press conference the other day. Wanted to push back on a narrative. We'll highlight that. I actually liked what he said quite a bit. We'll get to that. Plus, the Giants' reality with Saquon Barkley and how foolish their organization looks, particularly to the fans in New York, you know, after that Hard Knocks thing with their owner and their general manager and all the conversations that were made public. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls and all this, as Rhea mentioned in the update, the Diddy, he's like back. I mean, not totally back. You're not getting Ray Diddy every week for 3 hours in studio on Saturdays and Sundays. But what you are going to get this year with our program, for the first time since the 2021 season, is you're going to get Ray Diddy weekly on the Eagles, and it's going to be right here on WIP on our show. Now, I will say, and I mentioned this last week, and let me say it again. You know, Ray is still, because he's, you know, he's like retired. He's like 98% retired. Him and his wife might want to travel every once in a while. You know, Ray and I were talking about 2 weeks ago. I'm like, Ray, you want to travel and take a cruise? You go take a cruise, all right? Take a week or two off from us, no problem, all right? No problem. But if we get, Seltzer, if we get Ray, like, 14 out of 17 weeks, that's a win, right?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. Now, I like you telling Ray that you're not going to put the hammer down on him, too.
Well,
you know, that you're
going to,
it's very kind of you.
Magnanimous.
My main point was, I was just trying to close the deal.
Can you take vacation when you're on retirement?
I mean, and then there's the question. Yeah. Is he actually on retirement? Is he not? Who knows? Here's what we do know. Diddy! Every Monday, or at least almost every Monday, 7:55. By the way, James, I was wrong when I said 14 out of 17. It's more like 18 out of 21.
See, there you go. Well done.
John, you're picking
good
up that postseason
right
reality. 18
I
out of 21.
Get it.
All
yeah.
right.
I'm not the mathiest, but I did figure that.
All right. Let's get a lot of calls in here. We're going to get to the Bat of the Bone Award coming up shortly. Drew in Westchester right now. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Happy Victory Monday.
Thanks, Drew.
Real quick before I get to the Eagles, one NFL note. I'm not a hater of this guy. I know a lot of people don't like him because of Super Bowl 52. I actually think he does a decent job. But were you guys watching Sunday Night Football last night when Chris Collinsworth seemed not to know the overtime rules? That was just really bizarre.
I did not see that. And I love Collinsworth. I think he's a great announcer. I did not see that.
Got it. Yeah, no, he seemed to think that the Lions could just win the game with a field goal, and I actually felt bad for Tirico.
Kind of been around a while.
He was trying to, like, reroute him a couple times.
Interesting. Look, yeah, that rule's been in place for a couple years at least.
Exactly. Like, people are allowed to make mistakes, but we've done this for a couple years. I was just really surprised.
Gotcha. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so on the Eagles, look, I think of myself as pretty measured about Jalen Hurts. I don't typically come on waving green pom-poms about him, but, you know, like, I have a couple, like, just notes here. I look at, you know, quarterbacks who in, like, QB list this summer who would have been ranked, like, around him. Like, Burrow put up 10 points yesterday. Tua put up 20. Like, Herbert put up 22. Goff needed overtime to get to 26. So, like, I think at the end of the day, like, the Eagles scored 34 points and they scored on 6 of 11 of their drive. Like, typically that's a pretty, you know, good recipe for winning a football game.
No question. That's right. That's exactly right.
So I leave it, you know, obviously there's things to clean up, but I leave it, you know, feeling pretty good overall. And Mr. Ritchie, I had a question I had a question for you. I know you, in particular, I feel like pay a lot of attention to line play. It seemed to me like in a good way. I didn't really hear Mekhi Becton's name on Friday, so it seemed to me like he did a good job. I know that was a concern of mine going into the season, and if that's true, then I obviously feel a lot better about our offensive line.
All right, sure. Good thought and good question, John. What'd you make of it, Becton? Did he live up to it?
Yeah, he was good. He looked like, especially in the run game, I thought he was nasty. Whoops, you know, smacking people around. I expected it to be a little less comfortable because what I saw in the preseason was he looked so gigantic at the guard spot. I couldn't imagine him being, you know, as capable as I hoped he would be, but then lo and behold, gets in there when the bullets are flying and really looked solid.
Yeah, it's funny. You watch a game and it's the first time a team plays in a season, and in some cases, the first time players play for the team you root for, and you learn new stuff. I mean, the positives from my vantage point, they were sort of unexpected. Becton, better than expected.
It was just Bond, way
Bond,
better.
Bond, better than expected.
That was completely, like, out of left field,
yeah,
though.
Better than
like,
expected.
Like, with Bond, that made no sense because I could not, none of us could have predicted that Vic Fangio would just start sending his inside linebackers.
Well, there's that.
That's different than everything we've ever seen.
Yeah, there's two different things. There's how you scheme a guy, but then there's just, what has he got? And every once in a while, you find a diamond in the rough that the rest of the league didn't think was that good. I'm not saying he's that because it's too early for me to know it. But,
there
I mean, James, we talk about guys like Shane Victorino and Jason Wirth. They made a monumental difference on that Phillies team.
No doubt.
They came out of nowhere, and were like, actually became all-stars. And I'm not saying Bond will, but I'm saying for a game one performance, that was very encouraging. All right, let's get to, in 1 minute's time, the Bat of the Bone Award, because Zach Bond and others will be featured. Bat of the Bone Award in 1 minute's time. Also, Sirianni postgame on pushing back on a narrative. We'll get to that coming up shortly as well. Hey, let me tell you here, Joe DeCamp here, what a wild time, obviously, to be a Philly sports fan. We're all hoping for our teams to be winners. The football team certainly was on Friday night. Baseball team's got a great shot for October. I want to tell you about another team we know is a winner, and that is the wonderful people, the true experts, the great team that lead the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley. I'm talking about Andy and Brett Levin and the team at MHS Lift. MHS Lift, an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company, a squad, if you will. They are winners that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs, from forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization. MHS Lift, they do it all. And MHS Lift always puts the customer first with over 100 service technicians on call. 100 service technicians on call. MHS Lift maintenance programs, they ensure your equipment runs smoothly, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. MHS Lift, they got a mission, and it's simple: to provide the best equipment, service, and integrated solutions for you to keep your operations moving forward. If you are ready to elevate your business, call MHS Lift. Call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT, 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also go to MHSLIFT.com. That's MHSLIFT.com. Well, if you're familiar with our show from past years, when the Birds play a game, we do the Bat of the Bone Award. Now, when they lose, it's the Bat of the Bone Award, you know, bad version, like you stink bad. When they win, it's you're a badass for the first time this year. Let's crank it up with the Bat of the Bone Award. It is so much better, John, when it is the you bad ass. Oh, by the way, let me say this. There's a lot of other stuff from the league yesterday and the weekend I want to get to. But the Eagles are obviously top of mind. But there's a lot to get to. All right, John, Eagles game Friday night. I know it's been 3 days. By the way, we're going to play the Merrill montage shortly to give everyone a reminder of the twists and turns of that game. But as we sit here at 7:30 on this Monday morning, who are you giving a game ball to, John? Not a blame ball, but a game ball.
I think I've long longed for what we saw in Sao Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley, 24 carries and 2 targets, 2 receptions.
That's right. So
that tally comes to 26,
mm-hmm.
Joe.
Yep.
That is above 20.
That is above what I expected. I don't think it'll continue, but that was a lot.
Horse territory.
Absolutely.
And look, I don't expect, man, I don't expect it to always work as well as it felt like it was working. Saquon Barkley, thank you. And, you know, hey, Jeff Stoutland, thank you. Hey, Kellen Moore, thank
you. Hold on, you get one person.
Including, yes, it's Saquon.
Taking everybody.
All right, Seltzer, Bad of the Bone Award, you get one. Who are you picking?
I'll close the loop from Friday. There, we just mentioned defensive guy. I know he's going to get mentioned the rest of this, so I'll go with another guy, because when we went around the room and said what we were most excited for on Friday, I said I can't wait to see this first-round cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell, go out there and be awesome, because I thought he was going to be awesome. And man, he lived up to it. They went right after him out on an island. He's a player, man. Quinyon Mitchell's a player.
And he's got huge. And physically, he is so large, like long, tall.
Yeah.
That's amazing
so
to me.
So here's what his body type reminds me of, and it's ironic because his number's 27. He looks to me physically like Malcolm Jenkins, who, if you remember, started as a corner.
But he's bigger.
And he is bigger. He is bigger. And he just was really impressive. And obviously, this guy's scrappy. I mean, this guy's really scrappy.
He's throwing himself in tackles, too, like right up in there. Like, he was fun, man. He's got it.
He's going to get paid a lot of money someday. He's going to get paid a lot of money to be a star. I mean, I don't want to say star yet, but he looks like he's got star potential in this league. Rhea, better than
absolutely.
Yeah.
And Merton Hanks, well, Merton Hanks was like 6'2", 6'3".
Merton Hanks was a baller, man.
He was a baller.
He was a baller.
But he also just had like that, just tall, just long, and it helped him a lot.
And a long neck.
Yes, longer neck than Quinyon.
That's right. Rhea, Bad of the Bone Award, who are you giving a game ball to?
It was my biggest concern, and it's Mekhi Becton, and you guys just mentioned him. Zero pressure, zero sacks, no quarterbacks hit, no hurries allowed. Eagles average almost 5 yards a carry on that side of the line. Playing a position he never has. So a little hat tip also to Stoutland, but I just thought he was incredible. I was really impressed.
So I'm in a tough spot here because I thought there was a good chance one of us would say Devontae, and he's deserving to be given a game ball, but I got to give it to Zach Bond. Look, I expect Devontae to be awesome, and he was, and he is, and he will continue to be. But game ball to Zach Bond. That dude was better than expected, certainly better than the money they pay him would, you know, speak to. Did the Eagles find a diamond in the rough? I'm not sure. It's too early to say yet. But in a defense where obviously Vic Fangio looks like he's going to blitz more up the middle than his predecessors, which is ironic because they ran Vic Fangio defense, right? But they forget that part.
Yeah,
those are the key. He's not telling him. He keeps it close to his vest, right? Not even telling his protégés what he's
smart.
Doing.
You know how tricky it makes it for an offense when the defense decides to mess with your A gaps. When the defense decides, like, it changes everyone's assignment. Something as simple as just taking your Mike linebacker and standing him in one A gap. It changes everyone's job for that play, and they have to communicate it, and they have to figure out a way, you know, like in noise to get that to every single guy, and if those communications aren't accurately made, like, we have a huge advantage. We're going to have a free hitter.
Yeah.
And Vic Fangio has been so successful early already in giving us they always talk about giving our guys the best chance for success. Vic Fangio did that and then some in week one.
Look, I thought the interception by Blankenship, I mean, you see the linebacker drop. I mean, obviously Jordan Love, after being blitzed a lot up the middle, might think the linebacker's coming in, happens to drop, runs fast, runs with the receiver. Blankenship comes up. I mean, that's good defensive scheming and obviously good defensive athleticism. All right, let's get to Sirianni. Because obviously you can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. You know, what stood out to you the most with the Eagles win? In Brazil. And by the way, if you want to comment on the Brazil thing, go for it. We haven't talked too much about it. I thought the broadcast was weak. I think, you know, if the NFL is going to give these games to non-traditional channels, they got to do a better job with them. Camera angle stunk. I thought
Replays.
Yeah, it's just. Now, look, maybe that stadium's not built for camera angles used to a football game.
Stunk.
I mean, obviously, it wasn't built for a football game. But I would have preferred, just the whole feel felt not. Look, you know when you watch a game on Fox, CBS, NBC, you just know the type of product you're getting. When you get to these non-traditional channels or streaming services or whatever the hell they are, it's kind of weird.
Here's what I did. It says I'm on a streaming. That's how I watch it. So I have a delay anyway. I put Merrill and Mike on because I couldn't take it.
Sure.
And I was literally almost matched up perfectly.
Good.
So I enjoyed it immensely.
No, that's great. And by the way, how it sounded with Merrill and Mike, we're going to play that in the next 5 or 10 minutes because we got a montage of the win. But let's get to Sirianni. So I liked this pushback by him, and I liked it a lot. Early in the press conference, I think this might have been the first or second question, he had been asked a question. You can tell, I don't know if he was prepared for it or this was just his, nope, I'm not going there. I'm going to pivot, and I liked it. Here's it. We're going to play three different pieces of audio. It was a long answer. We'll break it down. Sirianni was asked a question. He wanted to push back on a narrative postgame.
Nick, that win, obviously, to escape against a good team, I'm sure you're happy about, but it felt a little like some of the wins from last year because it wasn't completely clean.
Yeah, it's not easy to win football games in the NFL, Jeff, especially when you travel 10 hours. And I know the Packers traveled 10 hours too. it was a good win against a good opponent.
All right, so he's just kind of starting there, and then he talked more about the Packers and they're real good, and Jordan Love's real good, and I think there's a lot of truth to that. So then he kind of swings back around later in a very long answer. Let's pick it up as he picked it up later on a bit more after praising the Packers.
What I'm really proud about, Jeff, is it was sloppy. It was definitely sloppy. And both sides, there was things on both sides that looked like that was sloppy. But we were able as a football team to persevere through some dark moments, right? There was going to be some good stuff that happened in that game. There was going to be some bad stuff that happened in that game. And our guys just kept coming back. And I told those guys after the game, the dog mentality, the mental toughness, meaning the same thing, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances, not only serves these guys well as football players, but it's going to serve them well in life because life's hard. And these guys are fought through some tough stuff.
All right, let me just say why, and I'm going to play one more clip in a moment, but why I like this answer so much. It's not that he's pushing aside the things they got to clean up on. He's not. He's acknowledging them. He'll obviously do the best he can behind the scenes to try to deal with them. I mean, that's what you got to do. That's being a coach. But I think he's trying to make a real point here to have his players and, like, to a certain extent, maybe the whole town, not be so in the mire of, well, we won, but, which became a tremendous talking point last year, which I thought, frankly, the quarterback especially was the ringleader of. I mean, they'd win a game, and you'd see Hurts in like October or November.
Miserable.
And I think part of Sirianni's point is, hey, guys, like, let's enjoy the fact we won a game and not forget that. Doesn't mean we don't clean up. We've got to clean up. But we won the game. The other team didn't. We did. I like Sirianni messaging that. Let's listen to his final salvo on this topic.
Basically, what I'm going to say is we're going to enjoy this journey, and we're not going to let anybody tell us that wasn't good enough. This wasn't good. We won the football game. We have things to clean up. We know we put ourselves in the right positions the way we prepared, and we're going to prepare our ass off again going into the next week.
I applaud Sirianni for that. I really do. It's a subtle moment that maybe not everyone picked up on, but it struck me as a coach trying to present his organization and his football team differently than they presented themselves last year. I like it.
Or maybe he doesn't know exactly what there is to clean up because other people are telling the guys first. No, look, the messages aren't originating with him.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he doesn't know let's have Cam Jurgens and Hurts on the same page about when to hike the ball.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But again, the messages are originating first with Kellen Moore, and it is a
Sirianni's still going to have huge hand in all this, man. A huge hand. He's the football coach.
Get that? Yeah, I get that.
All right,
again, it does matter the order of where these messages come from. I do believe that matters.
Well, I think that
to the players it matters.
All right, let's get to the phones. A lot to react to. What stood out to you? Obviously, there was a lot of good. There was a lot of bad. I mean, I'll say this on Hurts. More bad than good. But the good was really good. I mean, that's the irony to this thing. I mean, they scored a lot. He made some beautiful passes. He really did. But two turnovers that could have been four. Two interceptions, that is, that could have been four. I mean, the one at the end, if the guy catches it and runs down the sideline, the Packers probably win the football game. So it was a roller coaster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coaster game for the team. It was a roller coaster for Hurts. Now, there were things I was very encouraged about with Hurts, including, you know, how they and he handled the blitz. But he has got to be more careful with the football. And he has absolutely got to be sharper with his decision-making. When to stay in the pocket, when to leave, where to throw, when to throw.
Just
gotta
like
be
every
better.
Quarterback. Who
no, not just like every
this
quarterback.
Week, he's got to be NFL Week
be
One.
Better than he's paid $250 million.
NFL Week One, you've got quarterbacks who are trying to toe that line between aggression and
yeah, but John,
smart.
you're not doing the Hurts excuse train right out of the gate.
No,
here.
Okay, I'm saying he needs to improve that part, okay. The balance between aggression and smart. But he also led incredibly pressure-packed drives for this team to go and win a game in a really strange circumstance.
No question about it.
And against a good team. And by the way, that quarterback across the way, Jordan Love, who ended up getting hurt, and now he's out for 6 weeks potentially, really a good young quarterback. He made a ton of mistakes.
He did. They,
I mean,
very
look
similar.
At the errors in judgment Jordan Love made.
No question about it. That's
across the board in the NFL, these quarterbacks, young and old, were making dumb mistakes.
They sure were.
Because it's early, because they're out of practice, because, you know, they're doing new things. They're trying new things. We have a new offense. Jalen is going to be fine. Jalen and this offense, because they're aided by this running game, are going to be better and faster at getting fine than those other teams out there.
I do not assume Jalen will be fine. I hope you're right that he'll be fine. Time will tell. He's got to really pick it up here. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, what stood out to you the most from the Eagles' Week 1 win amongst these four choices? Two positive, two negatives. What hit you the most? A, Saquon, awesome. Clearly, obviously, and truly in Game 1. I mean, I thought he was the best bird out there. Choice B, Zach Bond, legit. Better than expected, legit. Good job. Great job by him. C, concerned with Hurts. D, concern with the pass rush. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, on the Hurts thing, what Ray Diddy makes of Hurts' performance. We'll talk to Ray coming up in 12 minutes. He'll be joining us Mondays at 7:55 this year. First time since the 2021 season. Regular appearances by Ray the day after, or in this case, 3 days after, an Eagles game. 7:55, the Diddy. Ray Dittinger every Monday here on WIP. Let's get to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Boy, it's a bad morning to be a Giants fan up here in New York, I tell you.
Mike, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. James is talking to me. Whatever you said, all good.
Bad morning to be a Giants
yes,
fan.
It is. Yes. All right, Mike, what do you got on the Eagles, my man? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, week one, really no preseason. We got the win. That's all I care about. I knew it was going to be a little sloppy. Look, we can nitpick a lot of things, particularly on Jalen. But Jalen made big throws when they counted. I know he had a couple mistakes. Yeah, got it. However, they still won. They still scored 32 points. We all knew what Saquon was going to bring to the offense. It looks like it's going to be really good. And what I really took away from a high level, it was so nice to see like a little bit more of a complex defensive packages out there, some new schemes. It wasn't just one base look throughout the entire game. There's a lot of different coverage schemes. We saw the motion on the offensive side of the ball. So it's nice to actually see a comprehensive
under center.
That's right. First play.
Under center. So finally, we're starting to see, you know, all these different looks. And I'm just excited about what we're going to be. Again, it was going to be sloppy. Week one, it's sloppy regardless. And especially now with the compressed preseason. So I feel good. I have one gripe. If there's one gripe that I have, I really keyed on Jordan Davis, and guys, he's just going to be one big disappointment. And, you know,
he had a lot more snaps. He had a lot more snaps, but by the end, those snaps were discouraging. It was more of what we saw at the end of last year, where it was stand up. You know, when he gets tired, he's such a huge human being. It's hard to keep those knees bent. And so when he gets tired, and he had whatever it was, a lot more snaps than what he had last year.
Yeah, he played a lot more. Yep.
It was like 60% Jordan Davis. No, 52% of the snaps, 35 snaps. That's a big jump. He also had 12 special team snaps. Those are mostly, you know, field goal block, sort of thing.
Blocking and all that. Yeah. You know what really struck me on the snap count? And it's not good for this guy, and it's not good for Howie.
Bryce Huff thing?
Bryce Huff played less than
Nolan
than Brandon
Smith.
Graham.
And less than Nolan Smith.
I know, but Nolan Smith might not. It might just be a whiff of a pick. So if that's the case, then.
But regardless, you beat Bryce Huff. He was your biggest, and he's playing less than both those guys?
Correct. That's my point. I mean, I'm not as. Yeah, that's exactly. That's my point. I mean, Bryce Huff is paid a lot more money than the other two. A lot more money. And so for him in week one to play less than both Brandon Graham and Nolan Smith, that is concerning. 215-592-9494. All right, the Merrill montage, how it sounded here on WIP, especially if you watched the game. I mean, we all watched it, but if you haven't heard Merrill and Mike and the excitement of the TD calls and all that stuff, the twists and turns, we'll get to that in 1 minute, celebrating the Birds' victory. Merrill montage in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. And the latest and greatest deal from United Tire, they've always got deals cooked up for you. Right now, when you buy any four tires at United Tire, you'll receive a free oil change or a basic four-wheel alignment to keep those tires wearing correctly. It's a great deal, great opportunity. You know, nobody beats United, I tell you all the time. That's where I get my car service. I strongly encourage you to get your car service there as well. They're phenomenal at what they do. Experts, by the way, wonderful people. Greg, the entire team, Billy, wonderful people. United Tire, they care about your car as much as you do. And by the way, your thing should be get it there so the car lasts a long time. That's the idea. Treat your car well, it'll treat you well. So why take your car anywhere else? Get it to United Tire. Start with their website, unitedtire.com. Find the locally owned United Tire location nearest you, unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Don't drive alone. Drive United. All right, let's get to the Birds. Let's get to Merrill. Let's get to Mike. Let's get to a victory. Let's get to a roller coaster. Holy mackerel. Few games have less twists and turns than this one did. I mean, it was like even the Super Bowl when the Eagles won it, It got close, obviously, at the end, but for the most part, the Eagles were comfortably up for a good portion of that football game. This one on Friday night, back and forth. I got the lead, you got the lead. And by the way, they could not get out of their own way to start the game. They were like the freaking Roadrunner in the beginning when he's spinning his wheels. You know that thing where you see dust in the old cartoons and they don't start running for like 8 seconds? That's what they were for like half a quarter.
Fred Flintstone will do that too.
Yeah, he will. We didn't talk about it though, but the 6 points with the defense, with the interception of the fumble early was massive. Completely different game. If it's 10-0, 14-0.
You can make a case the D saved the game in the first quarter. All right, let's listen to how it sounded here on WIP. James, we haven't done it in a long time. We're going to need a montage.
Eagles and the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurts, he's back. He's looking. He is firing it, and it is intercepted. So there's the first turnover of the game, and a Jalen Hurts interception. Third and six. Hurts fumbles the snap, and it is recovered. Let's see.
Turnover
is it the Packers?
Turnover number two.
They trail 6-0. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass. 7-6 Birds. Back goes Love. He pumps, he fires, and wide open downfield. Breaking a tackle at the 20 is Reed, and he's in for a touchdown. It's 12-7 Green Bay. The Eagles are moving, and Jalen Hurts looks terrific. This time it goes, and right up the middle for a touchdown. Saquon Barkley, his second touchdown of the game. One by air and one on the ground.
Oh, boy, did they part the sea that time.
There's the end of the first half with the score. The Packers 19, the Eagles 17. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, 67 yards.
Oh, that's just fun to watch.
24-19, Burns. That was fast. Love in the gun. Play action. Touchdown. It goes to Watson. Packers 26, Eagles 24. Back to Barkley. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown.
He's too strong. Saquon Barkley is a man.
The Eagles 31, the Packers 26. Eagles have got to get to Love. Here they come again as he goes over the top. And it is almost, it is intercepted.
It's intercepted.
Picked off by Reed Blankenship. Back again goes Love. He is hit with 5 seconds to go. And Love is hurt. Love is hurt.
Never want to see that.
Oh, my goodness. Back goes Willis. He slips. He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Love it. You know what I love the best? By the way, nice job. Great job by Joe Wechter putting that together, a Merrill montage. We'll have it for you every Monday morning following a victory. Hopefully it's 16, 17, 18, 19 of them this year, depending on how many games the Eagles win.
Can you imagine?
Hopefully
Let's
win
go.
The bowl. But
what an awesome
my favorite
drop.
Part.
Yeah.
My favorite
one?
Part, Mike.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley, he's a man.
No, even before, go back one sentence. He's too strong. Saquon Barkley is a man.
Tremendous. Speaking of Saquon, let's actually have some fun at the Giants' expense. So, and by the way, Ray Dittinger will join us in 5 minutes. So the Giants obviously wanted to keep Saquon, but did not want to pay him all that it would be required to keep him. They just weren't all in. And that had been a tug of war for like 2 or 3 years up there. So when Saquon got his chance, he's like, that's it. I'm out, and I'm going to Philly, and I'm going to shove it up your nostril. Let's go back to the, I don't know if this is winter or spring, prior to free agency, the audio of the Giants general manager and their owner, John Mara, strategizing. This is before free agency had begun. Here's their strategy session as featured on Hard Knocks.
Hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to let you hit free agency. Find out your market, come back, and let us know if we can match it. If we can, you know, we'll have those discussions.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'd still like to have him back. I just, until we can prove that we can do, have a decent offense without him.
Daniel's making a lot of money, and it's the fork, like, we got to figure out is he the guy? So we got to protect him.
Got to protect Daniel Jones. Got to give Daniel.
So important.
All right. So
that's an important philosophy for an organization.
They got a lot of egg on their face up in New York this morning. But they got even more because of this one. Let's get to the second piece of audio here. As this was later, I think this might have been a week or so later in that show. And the owner, John Mara, I mean, you can tell it would pain him to lose Saquon. particularly here. Imagine what he's feeling this morning. Here we go back again to before free agency and what was featured on Hard Knocks.
What's the latest? Just on the Saquon thing.
I just got a text that Chicago's driving the price up and Philly's out. I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm.
Which I don't know if I'll make a couple of calls. I don't even know if that's gonna happen, but
I'm gonna have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that, as I've told you, just being out. I've been around enough players, so. But he's the most popular player we have by far.
Yeah.
Hold on. He was the most popular player you had by far. I mean, John, how great is that?
That crushing, soul-crushing feeling that just feels like it doesn't go away.
Tremendous.
Like, it won't ever go away. Like, he is so well-adjusted right here in Philadelphia. This is a beautiful symbiotic relationship he's got.
It's fun to have Saquon here. Yeah.
Saquon in the city. Saquon coming back home. This is perfection, and he's playing at the top of his game right now.
All right, one more piece of NFC East audio to play for you here today. And I know I'm sure a lot of people saw this pregame on Fox, but if you did not, we really want to highlight it for you because Dak Prescott said it. Now, he played a good game yesterday, and they played a good game, and they whooped up on a Browns team that maybe will struggle more than expected because maybe Deshaun Watson just actually stinks, which would be stunning to me at this stage of his career, what should be his prime. I mean, I remember Deshaun Watson against the Eagles in 2018 in that game versus Foles, and I was so thoroughly impressed with that guy. Maybe he just lost it. You know, Carson lost it. Guys lose it. Maybe he just doesn't have it anymore. But Dak Prescott played well. He got paid a lot of money. But yesterday, pregame on Fox, he said something that I don't think he should have said. He said it. He's going to have to own it all year. We want to play it for you in case you missed it. Here's Dak Prescott pregame yesterday on Fox with Aaron Andrews.
Let's speak it into existence.
Sure.
The 2024 Dallas Cowboys.
24 Dallas Cowboys.
Will
win the Super Bowl.
On Fox.
On Fox. In New Orleans.
Okay. He said it. James, John, Rhea, your reaction. Dak Prescott says they will win the Super Bowl.
I haven't gone to a conference championship in like 40 years.
Good.
Right?
My reaction is good. I'm really happy he said it. It's awesome.
I am too.
It's great.
He's very lucky they played well yesterday. Yeah. But I mean, John, that is going to be on him.
Uh-huh. But don't you?
All year, man.
So, tough spot to be put in.
Himself in it.
Could have said, be really good or have a nice season or whatever.
Yeah. If Jalen were asked that question,
he would not have said win the Super Bowl. No chance.
The proper answer.
What would he say?
I don't know what he'd say. I'll tell you what I'd say. What was the question? I'll say the Philadelphia Eagles going to do everything we can to win it all.
Exactly.
We're all in. Let's rock and roll. Let's go.
Work our butts off or whatever you're going to say.
Whatever you're going to say. But I mean, he went prediction mode. Okay. They're ready to deck.
Right. You think his teammates like that? I think they do. I think they think it's.
I think his
head guy believes above all else.
I think his head coach doesn't like it. But look, they got a win yesterday. That's not their issue now. That'll be their issue later in the season. Social media mid-January when they lose a playoff game and everyone goes wild around America.
Well, that's
and we'll be part of that. All
that's
right, now,
what to expect. Yeah.
Now the Diddy in just a moment on an Eagles game that was a roller coaster. Obviously, your chance to weigh in at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you with the Eagles win? You know, versus Green Bay, obviously in Brazil, there was a lot of good. There was a lot of.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bad. You can weigh in on all of it, including Hurts and the defense and Sirianni and everything. Both coordinators, 215-592-9494. One thing before Diddy. So I told you last week, you know, we made a bunch of announcements last week about our show. Ray joining the show on Mondays, Jason Kelsey joining the show on Thursdays, Brandon Graham joining the show on Tuesdays. I mean, there's a lot going on here, and it's great stuff. We've got another one to tell you, and it's one of our best from last year who's back with us again this year. Seth Joyner, who was nothing but an ass kicker, all right? He was in football as a player. He is in football as an announcer. As an analyst, I think he was a freaking ass kicker when he was 1 year old, all right? I mean, Seth is the man. Seth Joyner every Monday with us, 9 to 10.
Seth is your favorite player.
He is my favorite Eagles player of all time. That
like
is correct.
You get a little verklempt.
How would you knock it off? You're going to make it awkward.
He's your favorite.
It was a great football
that
player.
Meant everything to me.
And while
let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. Man. I'm just very emotional.
James, that's Nick Foles. Let's not cross it weird now. All right, but anyway, Seth, every Monday, 9 to 10. And you know what you're going to get from Seth? Unvarnished opinions. Not colored by any, I'm going to be nice to this guy. Or what? It's just what he thinks he'll tell you. 9 to 10 every Monday. Spread the word here on WIP after every game, win or lose. All right. Every Monday. 7:55, we're from 3 minutes late, 7:58. He's a Hall of Famer. He has not been a regular contributor on a show in 3 years. And we love the chance this entire football season, every Monday, to talk to Ray Dininger. Ray Diddy, how are you, sir?
Doing very well, Joe. How are you doing?
Oh, to say the least, Ray, tickled that you're going to be part of our show this year on a weekly basis. Thank you. Ray, why are you doing this? We're going to get to the Eagles in a moment, but I am curious why. I mean, I know you still love it. Why weekly?
Oh, because you suggested it.
Way to go, Joe! Hey, way to go!
Nice, okay. Nice work.
Thank you. So anyone?
Thank you, Ray.
All anyone had to do was ask.
Yeah, I mean, we had been doing once a month.
Yep.
You know, and you and I had a conversation what 6 weeks ago or so that would you be open to possibly doing it every week during the season. And I said, sure, it's fun. Why not? So here we are.
I love it, Ray. Well, listen, it's going to be great. So let's get to it, Ray. Let's start with this. Your biggest takeaway, I know it's been a couple days now, but as you get that mind back to Friday night, when that game was over, what was the main thing going through your mind right after the game?
Relief. Glad that it was over. Glad that the whole Brazil thing was gone and they're flying home with a win. You know, that was the first thing. You know, I was not a big advocate of the I've never been a big advocate of the international thing of football. I just really haven't. And I thought the idea of flying 10 hours to play a home game to me seemed preposterous on its face, but you know.
Yeah.
And then to go down there and then play on that field, which you wouldn't want to put two high school teams on that field. So, I mean, there were a lot of aspects about it that were unnecessary and I thought annoying. But the bottom line was, let's just win the game. Let's get to 1-0 and get on with the rest of the season. And that's kind of how I felt. But beyond that, in terms of just the team itself, I think you said it well. I think there were some things that were really encouraging, some things that you were hoping to see that you saw, and some other things that left you, okay, we got we still got some work to do. But to be sitting here 1-0, that's a good place to be.
All right, Ray, what did you make of Jalen Hurts' performance?
Uneven. I thought that there were times, some things he did, I thought he did really well. The interceptions were really troubling. The first one, the down the middle into all the coverage, was just a terrible decision. And then the other one, in the end zone, running to his right, throwing across his body, hanging the ball up there, making it an easy pick at that point in the game. Can't do that. You just can't do that. One of the things that we talked about, all the things you hope to see from Jalen Hurts this year, and I'm one of the people that felt like he was going to come back and have a big year, and I still do. I really do. But one of the things, and people talked about, is he going to run more? Is a deep pass going to come back? All that kind of stuff. To me, the thing above all else was decision-making. His decision-making went from being so good 2 years ago to being highly suspect last year. And I was hoping that with this summer and, with Kellen Moore coming in, and what we had heard was a really good, healthy working relationship between the OC and the quarterback. Again, we had a couple of examples of really poor decision-making, and that's the kind of stuff he's got to get out of his game.
Isn't that the kind of thing that you need to practice at full speed in game situations to get better at doing in full speed at game situations, right? Like, don't you feel as though the experience of running this offense and calling the protections will lead to Jalen doing this more smoothly as soon as next week? I mean, it really is the reps that he needed to get, in my mind. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, that's part of the reason why, you could argue the idea that playing him in a preseason wouldn't be the worst thing. And mm-hmm. I know they're dead set against it, and we're probably never going to see it. But there's something to be said for getting those reps in preseason games, because he needed to get them. I mean, working in a new offense and working with a new offensive coordinator, there was a lot of stuff. There were going to be new looks, and that were going to lead to new decisions that he was going to have to make. And the only way you can get those, you can't get those in practice.
Right.
No matter how many times Elliott Shore Parks can log every one of those plays, but it's practice. And
yeah.
you only get that feel, and you only get those looks in live action. And, the first live action was Friday night, and some of it was good, but some of it was bad.
Right.
But it's all the kind of stuff you can work out over time. But the big thing is, listen, you beat a good team. You beat a good team under very, very difficult circumstances. The travel, to start the season that way, to play on that field, to play against a good opponent. You weathered all that, you got the win, and you came home. And, everybody deserves some credit for that.
How much of the sluggishness that we saw from Jalen, I felt like he was a little bit slower than I expected. Last year, I felt like he looked a little bit slower than I expected. We found out after the fact that he was nursing a knee to some capacity. What do you think accounted for the sluggishness or the slowness or whatever we saw from Jalen on Friday night?
Yeah, I thought I kind of saw the same things that you saw, and I was looking to see more of the RPO stuff and more of him on the move. The things that we've seen him do in the past, I was looking to see that kind of back in the game, and I think it probably will be. I wonder how much the field had to do with it. I wonder how much nobody could decide what shoes to wear. Nobody could decide how many cleats to wear. I mean, you saw them on the sidelines. The equipment managers, had the wrenches out the whole game, fixing guys' shoes and change these, take these cleats off, put these cleats on. And I think that probably could have influenced it a little bit. Look, we don't want Jalen running around a whole lot on this crappy field. Let's just do the plays we got to play and get out of here.
Yeah.
I think the footing probably had something to do with that.
I think there's something to that also. I do believe it was like an organizational decision. Okay, guys, this is dicier than we thought with the footing. Let's let's call the game accordingly. Let's warn Jalen accordingly.
Well, right,
yeah. We have a direct line into his helmet. So, we're going to tell him, hey, be careful. Protect yourself. Guard yourself. Right. On this play, if you get this look, get down.
Yeah, but Ray, here's the here. Look, we'll see. Obviously, I mean, I agree. We need to see him on a clean field to truly know. But my instincts tell me he's just not the same player athletically that he was 4 years ago, 5 years ago in his earliest days. I mean, that game he played against the Saints when it was his first start, he had just taken over for Carson. I remember thinking, all right, he's not as fast as Randall, Donovan, and Vic, but he's in the conversation. And right now, he just, to me, looks like he's not in the conversation of that. But we'll see over the next couple weeks. It does concern me. Ray, let's get to other aspects of the team. Bryce Huff. Are you concerned out of the gate?
Yeah, it got to the fourth quarter, and I started asking, did he make the trip?
Yeah.
You know? And these were some of the questions that we had in the offseason about it. I mean, not to be negative and not to be looking for things to criticize, but, you know, they paid this guy a boatload of money based on one season, and it was fair to ask, you know, was it one season? Or is this really reflective of the kind of player that he is? And we weren't going to know that until we got to see him in live action. And not much. You know, you really didn't get much from the edges in this game. I mean, Sweat played pretty good. I thought, I thought Sweat played okay. But other than that, you know, your edge guys
didn't. Tackle for loss.
Yeah, your edge guys didn't give you much.
No.
And if you know, for this team, for this defense to really come on, and start playing really good football, I mean, the kind of football that can win you a division and win you games in January, you're going to need to get more from the edges, and you're going to need to get more from Huff for sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge him on one game, but for one game, it was not exactly what you would call an auspicious debut.
But don't you think it's encouraging, Ray, that even though we didn't get pressure from the OLBs, Vic Fangio dialed up pressure from the ILBs, you know, the Mike and the Will, the guys who stand off the ball and inside, instead of on the line of scrimmage and tearing off the edge. It's still linebackers getting to the quarterback when Zach Bond gets there. And the bottom line was we did generate pressure. You know, is this much ado about nothing if we get the quarterback sacked anyway?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's the thing that Vic is really good at. I mean, Vic has been a really good defensive coordinator for a long time in a lot of different cities with a lot of different personnel. Some of it good, some of it not so good. But he always is very good about adapting his scheme to the talents of the players that he has. And if he's not getting what he needs from one particular group, he'll get it from somewhere else. I mean, he's not wedded necessarily to one principle or one philosophy. He's going to do what he needs to do, not just game to game, but series to series, to get the results that he wants. And that's what he did in that game. I mean, I think he probably went into it probably thinking he was going to get pressure from the edges because he's got good edge players. But when it wasn't happening, he said, okay, well, that's not working. And maybe the footing had something to do with it. I mean, we all saw what bad footing did to the pass rush in the Super Bowl. Maybe that had something to do with it, too. But when it wasn't there early, then he adjusted and he began getting interior pressure. And I think that was one of the encouraging things, that both from Bond and from Dean, when he needed to send them, they got the pressure to the quarterback.
So, yeah, Ray, did you realize that Zach Bond had that in him? Did Vic Fangio realize that? Is you look at the stat line, he had 15 tackles and 2 sacks. Like, that is, QB, well, I guess the QB hits count as the sacks, but it really is an incredibly productive interior linebacker line in a box score. You never see stuff
like
that.
Well, so Ray, every once in a while a guy does something in game one, like Michael Carter Williams had Magic Johnson gaga on Twitter after his first game, and then the guy had a horrible career. So we'll see on Zach Bond, but, I mean, I was stunned by how good he was.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he was a pretty high draft pick. He was a third-round pick coming out of college, and everybody knew he could play a little bit. Didn't show a whole heck of a lot in New Orleans, but okay, he comes here, and new surroundings, new defense.
You know, that's maybe playing a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's, maybe you've really found something here. And you're talking about the stat line. Yeah, 15 tackles was pretty impressive. Got some pressure on the quarterback. But I thought one of the plays that stood out to me you know, was the drop on the pass route, you know, when he got the depth underneath the receiver, forced Love to throw the ball maybe a little higher than he wanted to, and it turns into the Reed Blankenship interception.
Yep.
You know, that play is really made by the linebacker getting really good coverage underneath and making the quarterback make a throw that he really didn't want to make.
That's a play Brian Urlacher would make. You know, that's a great play.
He's a bigger backer also. You know, like as an inside backer, as inside backers go, being 6'3", whatever he is, you know, 235, like I like seeing that. More versatile, a guy who can actually take on a guard when need be.
All right, Ray, one more for you here. I had the thought watching the game, I don't know if you have or if you're ready to go there yet after one game, but watching Quinyon Mitchell, my thought was best Eagles rookie cornerback since Eric Allen. I know it's a game, but man, this guy looks like a baller.
Yeah, and no surprise to me. I mean, before the draft, I mean, I talked with you guys on the air. I remember having that conversation when you were asking me in this draft class, who do you like? And I said immediately Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, I really did. And I know there was some concern about, you know, small college player and all that kind of stuff. Look, yeah. I saw him at the Senior Bowl and going up against the best receivers in the class. Forget the small college stuff. He was going up against the A-list guys.
And he had the confidence right away, Ray?
Immediately. And that was the thing that really impressed me, was he stepped on the field with all of these, you know, these superstar D1 players and all these receivers, and he lined right up on them with no fear.
That's huge.
To play that position in the NFL successfully, I mean, physical talent is a big part of it. But a lot of it is just how you're wired mentally and emotionally. You know, do you have the mental toughness to go out there and play on that island against the best receivers in football?
Sure.
A lot of it is just that. And he had that. He demonstrated. Now, you don't want to, you know, 1 week in Mobile does not make a career, but it can tell you a lot. And I came away from that saying, yeah, this guy is every bit as good as I thought he was going to be. Now, the amazing thing is, and to me it's still amazing, frankly, is that you got him at 22. I mean, I never would have thought. To me, he was the guy I wanted the Eagles to get, but I certainly thought they were going to have to trade up to get him. To stay at 22 and have him fall on your lap is an incredible stroke of good fortune. But I think they absolutely have themselves, you know, a guy who's going to play a lot of football for him, and I think he can play multiple roles. I mean, you know, we've seen him in the slot. We've seen him on the outside. I think he can play pretty much anywhere you want to put him and be a really good player. So, for his first game up here, he was absolutely equal to the moment.
Ray, we are thrilled you're going to be joining us Mondays at this time on a weekly basis. We look forward to the journey, hopefully to mid-February with you. Thank you, Ray.
Oh, always a pleasure to be with you guys.
All right, there he is, the Hall of Famer, the Diddy. Come.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.